After a long walk through the crowd, working the rope line, pumping outstretched hands, Mitt Romney made it onto the stage here in Tampa to give the speech of his political life. He's never been a great orator, and at first he rushed his lines, unsure, it seemed, of his audience. He talked a bit about his family, his wife and his children. He talked about his business and defended the fortune he made there against the attacks of President Obama and his team.
Is it any wonder that someone who attacks success has led the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression? In America, we celebrate success. We don't apologize for success.
Mr. Romney reached out to women voters, an electoral weakness for him. He spoke of America's strengths, of the optimism of its people. But the speech came alive for the crowd when he attacked the president.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans and to heal the planet. My promise is to help you and your family.
The economy will be at the core of the campaign to come. He promised a plan for 12 million new jobs, energy independence, free trade fairly enforced, cuts in the deficit and reduced regulation. And he made it clear what his challenge to President Obama will be.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. This president can tell us that the next 4 years he'll get it right. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
And there was an appeal to American exceptionalism, something that has gone unheard for a few years now. An America with a strong military that no one would challenge, where God-given rights are respected and the poor cared for.
If I'm elected president of these United States, I will work with all my energy and soul to restore that America, to lift our eyes to a better future. That future is our destiny. That future is out there. It is waiting for us. Our children deserve it. Our nation depends on it. The peace and freedom of the world require it. And with your help, we will deliver it. Let us begin that future for America tonight. Thank you so very much. May God bless you. May God bless the American people. And may God bless the United States of America.